everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of the Triple Clowns. I forgot what I was going to say real quick, but we are the Triple Clowns. That's right. And we're going over Derby prep races, and we have three of them this weekend. That's right. I know everybody's doing it, but we're going to do it too. And we're going to give you the winners. And we have a special guest on here today. And that's right. It's Eric Von Floyd. And if you don't remember, he was on our show, but we screwed up the audio. So we're taking that. That's all on me. And he wrote a book that's a really cool book. And we'll get into it when we're done. But I don't know if you can see it right there. But it's Heaven's Premier Horse Race. Super cool book that he wrote. We'll get into that when we're done. But Eric, thank you for coming on. Three stakes races. Are we excited or what?
Very excited. And Sarah, Randy, and AJ, thank you so much for having me on, guys.
No, hey, no problem. Thank you for coming on. So, Sarah, let's get right into it. Let's go.
All right, let's start off. We're going to start off at Turfway Park. We're in race 12. We have the grade 3 Jeff Ruby Stakes, mile and eighth on synthetic. Randy, start us off.
All right, Jeff Ruby Stakes here. Okay, I'm going to go crazy right away. I'm going nuts. Right here, I hope everybody keeps listening because I won't be this crazy to pick a 50-1 shot right here. AJ, can't believe you're on it. I knew it. He's dying over there because he knows who I'm talking about. And that is Constitution Lawyer. How are you 50-1? Never had a clean race, whole life. Always been muddy, always been bumped. 50-1, I have to throw this horse on my ticket. Why not? Okay, I'm not saying this horse is great or whatever. Why are you here? There's got to be a reason. 50-1, Constitution Lawyer. Sorry, AJ, that's why I go first. All right, so the next one I'm going to do is, you know what? As much as I don't want to do this because I've said this horse is a turf horse, but this is the synthetic, and you know how I am about turf and synthetic compared to dirt. Blah, blah, blah. That's Tis the Bomb, obviously. We don't have to talk about that much. I mean, we saw he can't run on the dirt, but synthetic can run on. Got to play the horse. Tis the Bomb. Not crazy about the horse. Honestly, think it's great, but got to play it. And the next one I'm going to play is, I'm going Homer here. This Cabo Spirit. Cabo Spirit at 12-1 is beaten on dirt. And I'm going to say this a few times, so get used to me, by the major leaguers. And there's no major leaguers we're going to see this weekend compared to the California boys out here when you ran against Messier and you ran against the King. That's right, Forbidden Kingdom. And it's a little different when you go around against Forbidden Kingdom than you do any of these other horses. So I think this horse can sit off the lead, Cabo Spirit, 12-1. So I'm going with those three horses right there. So for everybody out there, that is 3-7-11.
All right. And now, AJ, I know you're going to have to go.
Okay, so let's break this down because you did a very good job, Randy. Let's say that. Constitutional Lawyer, obviously. Terrible trip last time, but let's go back. This horse is going off its second run off of its maiden win at Aqueduct. And this horse is rated very, very well for the synthetic. And ran a big number in that maiden win at a mile and eighth at Aqueduct. I watched that race. I bet on that race. I don't think I won that race, but Constitutional Lawyer at 50-1 is now, it's insulting and a crime that this horse is 50-1 to me. You're right.
Somebody's exactly. Defrauding the public.
Yeah, again? Somebody is defrauding the public here. I've said this before, but I can't do it again. Let's just go down in odds, obviously. Cabo Spirit, like you said, was looking really, really good on the turf. And then they tried it on the dirt against Messier, Forbidden Kingdom, Doppelganger. One of those we will talk about later today. And you're going to give me 12-1 on this horse in a synthetic race, which obviously, like we've talked about before, very close to the turf races. 12-1, yes, give it to me all day long. I mean, I don't know who the morning lines maker is for Turfway, but I feel like they were drunk when they did this. I'm going to go even another double digit odds here, and that's going to be Royal Spirit coming up. Has ran some good races here. at Belmont, Monmouth, and then came back, finally got its win at Gulfstream Park, then just barely lost a grade three at Gulfstream Park on the turf, and then now it comes up here to Turfway, and you're telling me this horse is 10 to 1? I mean, are you kidding me? This is a Pletcher horse for almost nearly $500,000 this horse was bought for. Yeah, 10 to 1? Are you nuts? Yeah, all day long. And then I have to go to, and I can't believe, I thought you were going to go here too, the 12, yeah, which is basically a Baffert horse. Because obviously we know Baffert's kind of like dumped all his three-year-olds in, you know, hoping they can get the Kentucky Derby, which we'd still probably give him credit for. And this horse on the dirt wasn't super great. Then all of a sudden it gets its maiden win in a maiden special weight, 67K at 2 years old. Ran 100 time form figure. Goes up to Golden Gate on the synthetic. Looks just as good at a mile and an eighth. Comes here, and you're going to tell me he's 15 to 1 morning line?
Horse seems to have grown up too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
15 to 1, give me the 12 all day long. So Randy had two of my horses, but I hate all of the lower price horses. So I'm going the 1, the 3, the 12, and
11.
And the 11, yes.
Bombs away. 10. Yeah. 10 to 1 is your lowest.
I think if you're going to win money, it's going to be in this race.
Might as well throw in like a couple of Great Escape and
I don't need all any the bombs. Higher price odds. I think all the lower odds are just, I think they're outmatched.
I think Turfway Synthetic, I think we have some points here. I think it's pretty up in the air. We'll see. We're going to really see if this translates California town there this week.
Yeah. Sarah. We'll see. All right. I am with AJ here on the 12. Yeah, this horse he's growing up. He's improving quite a bit. Maldonado comes out to Turfway to ride this horse yet again on the synthetic. So last race was the El Camino Stakes where he got 10 Kentucky Derby points there. Now he's trying for 100. We'll see, but I mean, he's proven. And I also like the 5 Tawny Port at 6 to 1. This is another horse that is proven on the synthetic, especially at Turfway. But you know, he's just been impressive, increasing in speed. That's going to help out a lot here because there is a lot of late closing speed here. And then I threw in the 7. I don't know. It was a horse that I always seemed to, I pick him when he didn't win. I was just always kind of against him, but now I'm just like, you know.
He's got big lungs. He can run
the distance. Yeah. So I threw him in because there are some decent odds here in this race. So my picks were the 7 is the bomb. And the 5, Tawny Port, 7, Tis the Bomb, and 12, Black Adder.
So we're keeping it up that everybody on the Triple Clowns always picks a boots. Sarah with Tawny Port.
It's Triple Clowns angle.
We always go with the boots.
It's never steered us wrong. So
Midnight Bourbon has a few times.
Midnight Bourbon is the only one.
That poor horse. Oh.
I'll have another, though. I want a couple dollars for us.
All right. Martini.
Team Martini, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Eric, what about you? You're in Florida, by the way.
Yes, I am, Orlando.
So you're our Southeast, like, professional at this point.
He's a Florida specialist.
And this isn't Florida, but it's close enough.
You guys mentioned the horse. I want to say I admire everybody for stepping out on a limb. I do think Stolen Base and Tis the Bomb are the most likely winners of the race. I do like Black Adder underneath. I just want to add a few things. The horse cost $620,000 at auction.
Yep.
As a handicapper, that's something I always pay attention to. I think if they pay that kind of money for a horse, they must have saw something. And the other was the Jeff Ruby is going to be that horse's second off the layoff. And that's always, you got to figure the horse is going to move forward a little bit. I think the outside post worries me a little bit. He's going to have to move forward to win, but the speed fingers obviously do measure up. With that said, I'm going to take Tis the Bomb on top because Turfway is one of those tracks. people, I think, always say, hey, a lot of the races, if you play Turfway all the time, a lot of the races, they just don't run formful. And so a lot of people, they dig for that long shot, and therefore 'tis the bomb. Obviously, I don't think the horse likes conventional dirt at all. He lost to Holy Bull by 20 lengths. This horse was second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. I don't even know if they would run this horse in the Derby, to be honest with you. That's a big question mark to me. I just don't think he's going to be that successful on the conventional dirt. But with that being said, I do think he wins this edition of the Jeff Ruby. And I got to say, too, I don't think anybody mentioned Stolen Base, but he came in second to John Battaglia, which is obviously the local prep for this race. Wouldn't be surprised to see Stolen Base turn the tables on Tis the Bomb, but I'll take Tis the Bomb on top, Stolen Base, number two, Blackadder underneath.
Nice. And Blackadder, you're right. When you see things very quickly, when you see things like 620,000, and then you see Bob Baffert trained, he doesn't take anybody. And then you see, all right, Cedillo, okay. Then you see Pratt. Then you see Velasquez on him. I know they ride for Baffert, but they're not riding a nobody that they think isn't good. So Maldonado, I love his gate jockey here too. So don't sleep on the 12 getting a position here.
Yeah.
Just it's not like he lost. I mean, those races that you're talking about. Like, I mean, I think he got the jock he needed to get. Like,
yeah.
At the time, because I don't know if anybody was there. We're all going separate ways. But two wins in a row.
One quality road horse on synthetic. Not bad.
Yeah. Mm hmm.
All right, well, let's go. We're going to go to Oaklawn now, where we have the Arkansas Derby. Comes in at race 12. It's grade one. We have a nine-horse field. And Randy, are you going to start us off here?
All right. Well, I'm going to say it right out loud, and I'm going to go on this a lot. And I know everybody's hating on – I don't know why everybody hates on California horses, because all they do is win. And they go to the Derby and they win, because I don't want to hear – What was the quote we saw that somebody said? Two out of the last three Derby winners were raced at Turf Paradise, and it was, you'll like this one. It was Country House and Mandaloon. Okay, first off, stop it. Stop it. They didn't cross the finish line first. They might be the winners, but boy, you need to put a giant asterisk near that statement.
Yeah.
All right, wow. So just stop it. So with that being said, I think Doppelganger is going to show up. I know everybody's hating on him. I get it, because everybody's like, oh, who did he beat? This, first of all, he's been beaten by much better. And I'm sorry talking about the filly, but that filly will not be. Forbidden Kingdom would have 10 on that filly around the turn. Like it wouldn't be pretty. And I'm sorry. So I have to take Doppelganger. I don't think Doppelganger is that bad. But when you get teeth kicked on by just a freak speed demon, it's different. It's different. So let's not sleep on Doppelganger. And that might be because he's getting hate. And I don't know why. We saw what Pinehurst did. Mm-hmm. Went over to Saudi and won after getting, you know, his teeth kicked in by Forbidden Kingdom. What else has anybody else done? Has the Forbidden people that Epicenter beat, have they come back and won anywhere? I don't think so. Let's just put it that way. So stop the hate. Doppelganger is not a bad horse. I mean, I do think it's a little low of a line. Not going to lie. I'm not going to lie on that, but I think this horse might show up. My next one is one of Satan's favorite horse. I can't say that right now.
Oh boy.
When we did our show, Cyberknife here, I believe. I mean, this horse is one of those horses that's getting better. And I think this horse will be closer to lead than you think, this eight. And I think this eight has to be. I think this eight follows the seven out, Ben Diesel, which could benefit him. I think I like his last race a lot. And I like the progression here. So give me Cyberknife under there. And I'm sorry. I know I'm not going with the girl. Sorry, everybody. Sorry. I'm going to go with the nine, We the People. I think this horse easily could be the favorite in this race. This horse has been better and better. Dueled last time and just was in hand in the duel. I love that. I love it. So Give Me This Horse has done nothing wrong. And Pratt, you know, you see Pratt on this horse.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, you know, is this Pratt's Derby horse now? Who else does he have? He jumped off Forbidden Kingdom after his first race. We all know that. Who's Pratt got? Is this Pratt's Derby horse? We the People, underrated, give him to me. So I'm going to go 4, 8, 9.
Whew. All right, AJ.
You just left out the best horse in this race. And you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yep.
It's the 5. Un, I don't care how you say it. It's Un Ojo to me. The horse I picked at 75-1. This is a horse who, let's look at every single number at Tran. 48, 67, 77, 82, 95, 105. There's no reason this horse doesn't come out and run a 120 and destroy this entire field, because it sets up the exact same way every race it's ran. Give me a fast pace up front while Uno Joe comes in and just beats the rest of the field. I don't care if it's a mile 16th, a mile 8th, doesn't matter. Uno Joe at 6-1 to me is absolutely absurd. Absurd. So I'm taking that all day long. My favorite, my win bet, I don't know if I could single him here, though, strictly because I have flashbacks of Bourbonic last time. if I want to single a horse here. But 6-1, I mean, it's too good to pass up for me. So I did go a little bit deeper. I think the 4, Doppelganger, there's a reason. This is a Baffert horse who he let go because he thought he had a shot at the Derby and won the maiden and didn't have the greatest efforts in the grade 2. But man, I don't know, maybe Yakutine and Baffert can figure some stuff out. So I went with Doppelganger there as well. And then I am with you on Cyberknife, 100%. Looking at the numbers, I think maybe ran the best number in this field at 114 time form wise. So 8-1, and Cox and Fleuru. I 8-1, 100%. Cyberknife will be on my ticket. I put down as We the People being the scariest horse in the race.
Yeah,
training well here. I don't know much about it because I've seen it won a maiden and I've seen it won an allowance race for 3-year-olds. If I have the money, it's going to be on my ticket. But right now, I'm going to stick with my boy Uno Joe.
Uno Ho, very good.
Ojo. You don't. You don't know how to pronounce.
So 4, 5, 8 for AJ there.
4, 5, 8, 9. Let's say.
Okay,
I'm not going to leave that 9 off my ticket.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I played the 9 as well. I think it's a horse that you can't leave off your ticket. But I am taking Secret Oath. I am. Oh, I think she's an incredibly strong horse. I think I don't think she's in over her head here. I think she's gonna really challenge the field. I mean, just really unbelievable figure. I think we're gonna see her maybe sit more close to the lead than what we're thinking. But I am playing AJ's Un Ojo. Or Un Ojo, as he likes
Un
to
Ojo.
Say.
Un Ojo.
No.
Oh, now you changed
it. Oh, he switched it up.
Un Ojo.
I mean, you
I don't know. Back. That's been my guy. You know this. That's,
yeah.
Oh,
it's mine too. I said him. I love him
too.
I like him. I like him.
Yeah, the one-eyed horse. We gotta take him. But you look back. Even at the race at Aqueduct. Yeah, it was a muddy day, but he really put on a really hell of a run there, and I think that kind of showed a lot. And then came back to win the Rebel. We're gonna see something special out of this horse. It's going to be a tough field. I do think, you know, I did play against Doppelganger. I don't know if it was a smart move, but mostly because I didn't want to go 4 deep here. But if I was going to, I would throw in
Doppelganger. Can you say a Doppelganger was 3 off Forbidden Kingdom 2 ago? He might have the lead in this race, if that's the case.
Yeah.
He was 3 off and a 7 from long.
So, Baffert horse, who, I mean, it's Kentucky Derby prep. How do you leave off a Baffert horse?
Not a Baffert horse, right, not right. allowed. His ex-trainer's horse.
Yep. So I just did pick 5, 6, and 9 here in the Arkansas.
5, 6, 9, Eric. What about you?
Well, just to build off what you guys have been saying about doppelganger, Bob Baffert, like you said, you're basically getting a Baffert-trained horse, and he's been incredibly successful down at Arkansas. I think he has 3 Arkansas Derbies. He has maybe half a dozen or more Rebels, but I think doppelganger, he definitely gets the jockey upgrade with Johnny V. I'm a big Johnny V fan. I don't think you can really discount the jockey change. I like him getting Johnny V. This horse also, we talked about big prices at auction, $570,000 at auction. I mean, I think there's something there. He loses the blinkers on this race too, I heard. And so I think that's interesting too, because Forbidden Kingdom kind of got loose on the lead in that race. And I think actually Doppelganger ran a better second than it kind of shows on the form. But We the People is a horse that you guys, everybody kind of touted. I think he'll get the stalking trip behind. I think maybe Kavad, Chasing Time, and Cyberknife are going to be up there close. I think he'll get the stalking trip. Horses for courses angle, 2 for 2 on the track. He is stepping up in class. He's, you know, going farther in distance. He has some things to prove, but I think the 9 is dangerous. With all that said, I'm going Secret Oath, and I think this is more of a heart play than a head play. I'm the guy who always takes the filly against the boys. I'm a Rachel Alexander guy. I'm a Zenyatta guy. You know, I love the fillies. I love Monomoy Girl, and on we can go. You know, the Genuine Risk, the Winning Colors, those are my horses. This horse is 3 for 3 at Oaklawn, man. So horses for courses again, 3-race win streak. And I just don't think there's a world beater in here. I mean, usually, you know, you say filly against the boys, you got to say, well, you know, you're taking a chance. But I just don't think this is the strongest edition of the Arkansas Derby. And the stat I saw that really sold me on the horse, 3 for 3 at Oaklawn, but the 3 wins are by a total combined of 23 lengths. So give me the filly, Dwayne Lucas as well, the classiest guy in the sport. I'm a big fan of Dwayne Lucas, so I'll be rooting him home, Secret Oath in the Arkansas.
Secret Oath, it's funny you didn't mention a horse, and we have to give this horse a shout out, obviously, because we know it's her favorite horse, somebody we know. Sarah, who would that be? How about Jeff Bloom owned Midnight Bisou? That was a fun one too.
Do you think the blinkers off decision was made by the Baffert owned horse, or do you think Tim made that decision?
And listen, you know what? I don't even think they're changing stalls. They just have a new name.
I'm actually going to
go and check. I'm going to the Baffert stall to see if these horses are still there. I'm going to check that for everybody.
Tim make that decision or did Bob make that
post it note?
He's like, dude, I'm just writing your name on here. All right. Yeah. Like, I'll call
That's
you.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Right.
Of course. You don't think this is a handshake in the back room? You know what I mean? Like, you don't think these horses are going back to Baffert in about, you know, 2 months? Like, come on. You don't think he's still training them?
Tim or Bob? Who made that decision?
You think if Tim calls him up and he's like, no, Bob, I'm going to put him in this race. He has any call.
Probably not. No,
not at all. All right. So Eric has the 4, 6, and 9 in the Arkansas.
Well, with 6 on top. Yeah. It'd be interesting, too, because Secret Oath is out of Arrogate, and I believe it's that horse's first crop. Randy, I know you're kind of into the breeding side of things. I'd be interested to see how Arrogate's progeny do, you know, Secret Oath kind of being out of that first crop, I believe.
Yeah, so far so good. I think it might be the second, but I think it's okay. So far so good. So far so good. Gunrunner, yeah. Arrogate, killing it.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Well, no, Arrogate died. Wait. So
he
this
did,
is
a 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
Third crop by Arrogate, and Arrogate's gone. So this is the last. This is the last crop,
right?
By Arrogate. This is the last. All right. Not the first. It's the last. I think 3 or 4 years we had Arrogate horses that are doing very well. But yeah, last crop. I think unless he's got some, he died 2 years ago. He might have 2 year olds, maybe, but yeah.
Okay.
Died at 7.
I know you're more on that end than I am.
Yeah. Ran to 4. But no, Arrogate and Gunrunners, absolutely. 100%. And yeah, they're doing well. I think he did 3 crops. I think that would make sense because he ran to a 4 or 5 and he died at 7.
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the final Kentucky Derby prep race of Saturday. And the main reason why we brought Eric on, we're going to the Florida Derby. So exciting. It's the race 14. It is a grade one. Randy, kick us off here.
First things first, Eric, are you going to the Florida Derby?
You know, I'm actually in Orlando, and so that is a very, very long drive down there, believe it or not, to Haddondale. And that would mean, you know, have to stay the night and everything. So no, I'm not making it this year.
Yeah, I've done that drive a few times, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. It's long. Yeah.
It's long, if, especially if you don't want to pay the $25 toll plus the gas if you're on the Florida Turnpike, because 95, forget it.
You'll never miss it. Just forget it, yeah.
It's a longer drive home if you lose, too.
And usually I lose, so yeah. So let me, I'm just pulling it up right now. I got my notes here.
You want me to start?
You know, I think think I got it. I'm going pretty simple here. And there's a horse I was on last time, and the White Abario, seven. I almost want to single this horse in this race. I think this is lights out, easy. I think Classic Causeway is gonna go to duel with the six, charge it. I think it's going to be too much. This horse is going to sit behind these two because I think they're going to just blast. And that's as simple as I'm going to say it. This horse, we know it can run the distance, caught in a speed duel, one bad race really on its resume, and wasn't really that bad. Come on. This is a single all day for me.
All right.
I'm not crazy about the two or the three or the six here. I think the seven will be ahead of the three around the turn, and that's trouble. And basically seven or three, whoever wins the turn, because it's going to be a speed double, two and six. So I'm going with straight up seven all day long, single, White Abario, and we're going to be talking about him for the Derby because of it.
Ooh, all right. Strong. AJ,
what do you got? Your prediction as far as the pace scenario goes is pretty spot on. But I included Classic Causeway. I did. Because I do believe, I mean, you get delayed, you keep delayed, who knows? But the one horse you didn't include, who I do believe, this is my winner. Five, Papa Cap. You throw out the last race that it ran. This horse is 5-2, 7-2. Think about it. Look at the numbers it's continued to do. It had one bad race. Now all of a sudden we're putting it at 10-1. Are you fucking kidding me? Papa Cap, right now to me, you want to single the two? I want to single the five. I think it's the best horse in the race. I really do. One bad race and we discredit this horse.
You're singling a 10-1 shot. Are you going?
I said if I would if I wanted to single.
Okay.
I've got three in this race. So one, Classic Causeway is gonna be on my ticket, 100%. Yes. But the five is the base of my ticket. I'm playing this to win. I'm playing this in all of my trifecta, exacta. I think there's no reason this horse isn't top three at the end of this race, especially with the way the pace scenario sits out. I've got two really low-priced horses who are going to go out to the front. And the five, no reason it doesn't take advantage of that.
Are you worried that this horse is short? And this is the longest race it's ever run.
Peppa Cap?
It ran one last time, but
Peppa Cap?
Sure. Yeah.
No. God, no.
I don't know if he's short.
Second to fourth, second to third, and a mile and 16th, second to fourth on 7 furlongs. I mean, he seems a little bit short.
I'm not even the slightest bit worried about this horse being short at all. I think this is for some reason, this horse is 10-1. And like you said, we think it's short. Not even close. Not even close.
That's the buzzer saying you're wrong.
outside of so I'm going the five. I'm gonna Classic Causeway has to be there. Yes, I agree. And then the seven, White El Barrio.
All right, 267.
Okay. 257.
5-7. You didn't play charge. Sorry. No. 257. Heavy on the five. Yep. All right. I'd like to see it. You know, this is going to be a weird pace scenario to see what they can run at, because I do think they're going to burn.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I took Classic Causeway and I took White El Barrio, but I'm throwing in this bomb here. I don't even know. But really, when you rewatch the Fountain of Youth, despite the mishap, this horse closed like a freight train. And if this race was a bit longer, we'd see a hell of a, even more of a performance out of him. And that is the 9, O Captain, at 20 to 1.
You're supposed to stand on the desk when you say O Captain.
I know. I don't know if I could stand on this desk, though. But yes, could see another strong performance out of this horse. He trailed that field and then came to close like a freight train there in the stretch at Gulfstream. If we could see that again, stretching out to this mile and an eighth, give me it 20 to 1, playing him on my ticket, see if I can catch a price. There is a lot of tough competition here, so it could be an extreme long shot way out in left field for me to say this. But I would be playing him with Classic Causeway and White El Barrio, so you're not getting the best odds there, obviously.
Yeah, Rosario on a closer. Okay, yeah. Fine.
Oh, Captain is the fourth one on my list.
And he did, I
love it.
Really, no, but he might have caught a benefit by a tragedy. Well, it wasn't a tragedy, no one died, but it was a bad thing that happened on the track. But yeah, we'll see. All right.
Whew. We'll see. I'm taking my shot there. So for me, that is
I like it a lot.
And the 9.
All right, 279.
All right, Eric.
Well, I like the Dead Poets Society reference, by the way. I just have to mention
that. Shout out to Rob Williams. Rest in peace, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to mention a few things on a lot of horses. Classic Causeway was mentioned, obviously. I was down in Tampa to see this horse win the Tampa Bay Derby. He turned the Sam F. Davis Tampa Bay Derby double. That was only the third time that was done since 2000. Very rare occurrence. It was funny, in that race, his speed figure actually decreased from the Sam F. Davis to the Tampa Bay Derby. That was something I noticed, and that, to be honest with you, I don't like. They tinkered with that horse's running style a little bit early in his career in the Kentucky Jockey Club. They tried to take him off the lead. I don't think there's any question the horse is best racing on the front end. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think he's fast enough. I think he takes him a lot of the way, but I don't think he's there at the end. White El Barrio, man. Randy, I got to agree with you. I like the horse. If you pegged me in to pick a winner, that's the horse I would go. I just really liked what he did in the Holy Bull. I did read that he missed a workout because he spiked a fever. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. That's a little hesitant for me, but he did have that 3-furlong blowout a couple of days ago. He looks sharp. I think he's going to sit behind, like you say, that's going to be a blazing pace. So I do think he's going to get first run. I was really caught between White El Barrio and Simplification in this race. I think Simplification, I'll say this respectfully, I think you guys maybe not respect him as much as maybe he should. I think he's a really good horse. He lost to White El Barrio in the Holy Bull, but he had a weird break there. He threw his head that day, and he looked really good. I thought winning the Fountain of Youth, the horse circled 6 wide around the field. I don't know. I just think he's tactical too. He's one on the lead. He's one from behind. Simplification, I can't even say it, is dangerous, I think. I really had a tough choice between him and White El Barrio. If you put me in a corner, I'd say White El Barrio. With that said, I think on these pick shows, we get so hung up on trying to pick a winner. There's a horse I really like to hit the board in this race. I'm going to give you a long shot. And if I was going to just play the race, if I was at the track playing it, this is the kind of horse I'd put like 50 to show on. I like Strike Hard at 20 to 1. He was scratched out of the Tampa Bay Derby. Now, he was second to Simplification in the Mucho Macho Man. So I think the horse can run a little bit, but kind of like what everybody's alluded to, there's going to be pace in this race. They're going to be coming at the end. I think he's going to have a lot of pace to close into. He had a tough trip in the Sam F. Davis, his last race. He went like 5 wide. And then the jockey had to kind of maneuver him in the stretch. He lost momentum a couple of times. I like this horse to hit the board. And the only other thing I wanted to add was, because nobody mentioned them, what's everybody's opinion on Charge It? You got a maiden, you know, going into a grade one. He won, what, that maiden 60K down at Gulfstream on February 12th. But it's Fletcher. I know a maiden to grade one is a big ask, but the speed figures of that horse measure up. You not only have the speed figures that measure up, the horse is out of Tappet, the dam's out of Indian Charlie. Those are really good bloodlines when you talk about three-year-old in the Triple Crown races. I mean, what do you guys think of this six?
I think he's a rabbit without knowing he's the rabbit.
Okay, fair enough.
I think that's why he's going to get caught in the speed duel. If he can clear Classic Causeway, I don't think this horse, I mean, I don't think I've seen enough of him. You know, Saez. I mean, obviously, he's going to want to go to the front. I would say the only thing is, I think this horse needs a lead, and I know that's a lot to say after two races. I don't know if he can get it. But if he can get it, I think he's the same as Classic Causeway. I mean, obviously, that's probably why they're the same odds. I think whoever gets the lead there could steal it. I think they're both short. But honestly, I think Classic Causeway's sort of proved to me, like you said, that he may be a tiny bit short. This horse hasn't proved to me that yet. So if you gave me that too,
Tampa's, I mean, I studied Tampa racing a lot. That's my home track. And I've seen it over the years when these Tampa horses, they'll win the Tampa Bay Derby and then they'll go on to the bigger races like the Bluegrass and the Florida. I would say most of the time it just doesn't happen. I mean, that's just my experience with them. The waters just get deeper down at Gulfstream. I mean, you're talking about the best product it on the East Coast.
Yeah. I mean, who is it that just bombed after he won Tampa? King Guillermo.
Oh, yeah, right.
Won a Tampa Bay Derby and was awful.
He was also 50-1 in the Tampa Bay Derby. I was there that day, and I was like, how did this just happen?
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody was a Yankee fan that day. Was it the Yankees? Is that the guy who owns it? He's from the Yankees.
Yeah, he was a baseball player. I don't remember what team he was from.
He was a Yankee.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I just think, I do. I think 2 and a 6, that's why they're the same odds, same horse, I feel. But I don't feel like I can make that judgment as easy on a 2 as a 6 as a 2. But I could reverse that and say the 2 is more proven in the same breath. So I just think that's the speed duel we're going to look at. And I think you're right. I think they're going to get caught.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our picks for the 3 Kentucky Derby preps. They are all 100-point prep races this weekend. So this is going to be really setting the pace for what the Derby is going to be wrapping up.
Is it a Derby prep pick 3? I hope not for AJ's sake, because it's going to make him go broke.
I'm the only one that's going to win.
Yeah, but you're still going to go broke playing. If you win, then you'll get money then. You'll be broke before.
It's a Derby prep pick 3.
I'm the only one who picked all 3 winners.
Have something like that. That would be kind of cool.
They probably do somewhere.
Yeah, maybe we have to look at one of these overseas. Or like Hollywood Bets or something.
All right, so there it is. Let's talk real quick. Eric, thank you so much for coming on. And we have the Florida expert there. Always a pleasure. We've got to get you on more often, there's no doubt. But let's talk about your book real quick. Everybody out there, get it. So tell a little bit about
it. Get this book. I'm going to put the link in the description below on how to get this book. It's on Amazon, so super easy to get. Eric, this was incredible. I read it. We've told a lot of our friends about it. We're talking to Tom, because Tom really is into history. And I was like, this is perfect, right up your alley. But Eric, give us some little insight on your book. And I know also talk about the charity 100% of the profits go to.
Yeah, well, the plot of the book is really simple. It's a mile and a quarter race that features Thoroughbred Horse Racing's first 11 Triple Crown champions. And like I said, I give detailed analysis on a lot of the horses inside of the book, their connections, rather than just throwing them into the story, give a lot of historical background. The race takes place at what you might call a resurrected version of Jerome Park Racetrack. And Jerome Park Racetrack existed back in the late 1800s in what is now the Bronx, New York. And the first Belmont Stakes was run at Jerome Park. And so that's kind of what I used for the historical context of the book. I thought that'd be an awesome place. That's where the Triple Crown got its start, at Jerome Park, because the Belmont, the oldest leg of the Triple Crown, was first run there. Hey, let's stage the race there. So there's a lot of historical characters in the book. Without going into too much detail, you learn a lot about the connections of the people who own these horses. And all the profits to the book go to its Second Chance Farm at Lowell Correctional Center in Lowell, Florida. Lowell is the largest women's prison in the country. Their equine farm houses about 51 right now. I was just up there the other day. 51 retired racehorses, and the ladies who qualify for the equine program, they help take care of the horses, and they learn some skills that can help them when they're released. So it's a great cause that the money to the book goes to, and I appreciate you guys letting me talk about it.
Oh, no worries. No, we appreciate you writing that. I'm sure the cause appreciates you as well. That's pretty awesome. And it is true, and I think everybody, it's pretty interesting because you have old trainers that are around, old jockeys that are around. Everybody's in heaven and they're all watching this race. And I think you'll be surprised.
I don't know if you guys heard either, but Billy Turner just passed away. Seattle Slough's original trainer. He unfortunately died of cancer. So, yeah.
I remember when they were going around on, well, I think you had sent it to me and I had put it out on Pace Advantage. They were looking just for people to write memories and create this book for him while he was basically in hospice. Oh, I didn't realize he did pass.
He was a fan favorite. Definitely a fan favorite with this, what is it, Slumania, right? Weren't they Slumaniacs or something they were called? Like they used to, they were crazy. That was like the first rock star in horse racing. People don't realize. Saddle Slough was like people had like shirts and that was some Saddle Slough.
I would have to say, so when we had Mike Smith on our show, when he was younger, you know, he was friends with Eddie Acaro and he would go out to dinner and we asked him, did he ever say anything about Al Snyder and what happened? And he's like, I never asked him. I never knew. And I
didn't even know the story, which is kind of funny.
Wow.
Which I'm like, which makes me think he did it. We'll go back to that later on.
To give the context to that, Al Schneider was Citation's original jockey. He drowned in a boating accident, and then Eddie Arcaro got the mount. But
did he, though?
Oh, here we go.
Did he, though?
We did the show before. It was bad audio. We're going to do it again, guys. Yes. For everybody out there, yes. So that's what happened. Mysterious. Never found. I guess it's a missing person.
Yeah.
The jockey that rode Citation before Eddie Arcaro did.
Yeah.
Fantastic story.
He's still alive.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think he's still alive now.
Dude. He's still alive.
Eddie Arcaro? No, Eddie Arcaro is deceased.
Al Snyder's still alive.
He's living in Bradenton, Florida right now.
All right. He's actually neighbors with your
parents. AJ's mom actually is his neighbor.
Yeah.
They talk.
Oh my goodness. But anyways, make sure you get your copy. It's on Amazon. Like I said, 100% of it, the proceeds. So Eric put on such an unbelievable effort in putting this book together.
That's a really cool concept and good for you and a really cool book, Eric. Good for you. You're a talented, talented guy. I know you're a performer, actor, singer, everything.
He's one of us. Except we don't sing. Yeah.
Well, I sing.
He does.
I wasn't good at it.
Cruel.
I mean, I sing, but...
You want to go there?
Oh, this is a conversation for a different day.
Eric, though. So, Eric, anything out there for everybody to follow you or anything like that or what you're doing? Let everybody know.
Well, I'm on Facebook. One of the coolest things that just happened was I'm going to be speaking at an event at Saratoga Springs this coming August, on August 16th. Cool. It's kind of a weird angle. You guys know who David Cassidy is, right?
Yeah.
Of course, Partridge.
Yeah, he's really famous for his entertainment career. But he was a diehard Thoroughbred racing fan. So a woman saw my book online, and they have a David Cassidy event up at Saratoga Springs every year. And so she contacted me, and she goes, "I want to put your book in the silent auction." They raise funds for Thoroughbred aftercare at this event. It's going to be at Saratoga Springs at a place called Putnam Place. But there's going to be representatives there from the New York Racing Association Aftercare Program, the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, and the Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Fame. All of those aftercare programs are going to have representatives there. So I get to go up, talk about the book, talk about the cause down here that it supports. I'll be selling books up there, and all the money will go to those charities I just mentioned. So, and then I get to go to the spa the next day on Wednesday. So I'm so excited. Never been to Saratoga, but it's really an opportunity.
That's cool.
And a little bit later on, Eric is going to go be with Leif Garrett at Belmont. And he's just going to make a tour of it.
He's doing a book tour with
No, but that is awesome. Good for you. Eric, so did they just find you? Like, what happened there? They just...
Well, they read the book. I obviously put my book on different groups on Facebook, and she saw the book, but she saw that the aftercare program that the proceeds go to. So she contacted me and said, her name is Susan Samantha Cox. She volunteers for the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation. And she goes, I love that aftercare program. This is basically, you know, my passion too. And, you know, she runs the event and she goes, we have all kinds of horse racing memorabilia in the silent auction. I want to put your book in it. And I was like, great, how about I come up and talk about it, shine light on the program down here, and help your causes up there too? Because we're all on the same team, man. I mean, you know, whether it's the farms up in New York or down in, you know, Florida, we're all trying to do the same thing. So it's a great opportunity. I can't wait to see upstate New York. I've never been there.
Eric, that's awesome. You should be a spokesperson to talk to the people in Kentucky and everything too, because what you just said speaks volumes that we understand. We are all on the same team. So let's stop dividing. That is awesome, man. That's good for you. Exciting. And don't act like it was just like because of the thing. You have a good book.
Yeah.
If your book sucked,
you're talented.
If your book sucked, they'd be like, oh, whatever. So you have a good book as well, Eric. So it's cool. Mm.
That's really exciting. Well, congratulations, Eric. That's awesome. I'm so excited for you.
No, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you having me on, man.
No, yeah, absolutely. No, thanks for coming back on.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have you on again, hopefully, Eric. We'll see you soon. We definitely have to get down to Florida. We had that whole COVID thing happen before. But now.
What was COVID?
Oh, you don't remember that? I'll explain it to you later.
Oh, okay.
The show for another day.
Yeah. We'll go over that later on. He's a bit in the cave.
He's a baby, but.
Yeah. All right. So, for everybody out there, those are our three stakes. Three
big
derby
ones
this weekend.
Big ones.
Absolutely. Ooh, yes, we only have like next weekend left.
Yep.
That's it before the Derby.
Yeah, we next week. More.
No, I think that's the last one.
Oh, there's 2 weeks left.
Oh, maybe, but nobody's running the one 2 weeks before the Derby.
No, it's like the Lexington or something for
the Lexington.
Small amount of points.
That's right, because I think in due time's going there. Okay, never mind.
All right. Kyle. That's all right.
Thank you, Eric. That's Eric. Eric Von Floyd. I'm sorry, Eric Von Floyd, right there. Eric, thank you so much once again. Talented writer, actor, performer, handicapper, our friend in Florida. So for all of us at the Triple Clowns, see you later, everybody.
Take care, guys.